Good afternoon, Professor Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How are you going today?
Good. And yourself?
Excellent.
You know, we've got a great topic this afternoon. One of the members of One Direction has decided that they no longer want to be a Muslim.
Pop culture in your face.
Yes. Of course, me not being entirely sure about all this One Direction business and never having heard them before.
I think actually this artist, is it Zayn? What's the guy's last name?
Yeah, Zayn.
Yeah,
I think I feel
Zayn
like Malik. Now, if we were actually hard out 1D fans, we would be saying that's, we'd be just saying him by his name, because now he's a respected solo artist with a couple of massive smash pop hits under his belt, Peter. So,
okay.
So Zayn, whatever his last name is that's who it is.
Peter, it is quite interesting for the fact that he's quite a huge pop icon, I guess, to some young people. And what would this mean to young Muslims?
Well, because they've taken huge pride. I've certainly found that out looking at both the response to the news and what's been around in the past, that Zayn Malik kind of made it in the West, in Britain. It seems to be enormously big time, and so it seems to give young Muslim women especially a feeling of huge pride and identity.
Right.
That their religion can stand up in Britain and can produce people who are, well, I take it, sort of icon.
Right on, right on.
Figures.
Hey,
so
was he pretty outspoken as being a Muslim? I guess everything gets scrutinized where you're at that level of pop stardom, right?
My impression is he's not been particularly outspoken as a Muslim, but he's always been prepared to say he is a Muslim,
yeah.
And he's always maintained the practices of prayer and of the particular fasts for Ramadan.
Right, right, right.
And so to tell British Vogue magazine that he was, no, didn't see himself as part of it, is a pretty severe challenge to those Muslim young people,
right,
who were kind of feeling like they fit in modern society.
Has he actually dropped out? Like, he's like, look, don't want to be a Muslim anymore? Is he just like, I didn't feel like I was really welcomed into that scene?
He said three things. I mean, come on, he's a pop star. He doesn't talk coherently. But he said three things. Firstly, it doesn't work for me anymore.
What? Okay.
Secondly, I don't believe in all those practices.
Mm.
And thirdly, I just think you should be a good person.
Okay, so he's taking like the best bit of religion and he's making a run for it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so what he's doing is stepping away from any particular Muslim practices, which would mostly consist of fasting rules during Ramadan and the five times of prayer a day.
That can't be, I mean, that's obviously, that's quite demanding. I mean, especially having to go and find a place.
It is quite demanding, and a lot of young people, in fact, I think, judging by my appearances around university, while, there are Muslim prayer rooms at university.
Right.
Clearly there's a lot of Muslims, especially males, who probably don't observe those rules.
Mm.
Although I might be wrong, because often the men and women are meeting separately.
Do we know, how does Twitter feel about this, Peter? Do we know how Twitter feels about
this? The Twitter sphere has been extremely active already. And mostly it's shame on you.
Well, come on, man.
Because the first will be those for whom it's meant a lot. He has this identity. And I think what long-term will happen is that he'll become quite an influential figure, because just as quite a lot of those sort of the Christian youth icons have tended to become, say, a little bit less focused
in
their religion.
Do we know what the other One Direction stars, do we know, what are they pretty outspoken about what they're
not
into?
Not all of them are Muslims, I don't think.
Maybe the music is totally deep and it's talking about it the whole time, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I don't really know where they stand.
I think part of the issue is, you know, he comes from Bradford. Bradford, one of the most Muslim parts of the UK.
Right.
I think from about 30 or 40% Muslim. in this dreadfully run-down English city. You could not think of an ugly, I'm very careful, but I mean, to my mind, Bradford exemplifies everything that is ugly and depressing about an old little town.
Where a
lot
of
Wilson went there because the housing was cheap, and it's a tough place.
Peter, quickly, do you think that it's okay for people to be fluid in their religion these days and, you know, like, you know, forget about one and move on to another set of beliefs? Is that an okay thing? Is it?
I think it's definitely the most striking pattern that we see. I'm giving a lecture actually on Thursday on the future of religion. And two things that I know is people moving religion and keeping people blending religious practices from all over.
I feel like it's like the more you read into whatever religion you're into, there's just heaps of really dark crap. Like, oh, here's a whole section on slavery. Sweet. Okay. You know, like, fuck. It's the mostly old books, then a lot of them, like, can't be amended. You know, it's like everybody, it's terrible.
Yes, that's true. But then all religions have changed immensely in over, you know, thousands of years.
Yeah.
And they slowly adapt. But people adapt much, much more quickly. And, I mean, in today's world, one of the most striking things that's happened is that most of us don't... The collectivity works differently for us. You know, we don't go to big gatherings to connect. We connect online. We connect in other ways.
Well, I'm going a lame way.
Yeah, yeah. And so the result is... Sorry.
Carry on.
So the result is... that we shape ourselves to some ideal which nobody else can see. You know, it's an internet ideal or something like that.
Yeah.
And we can mix and match in the process because nobody knows actually where or to what we actually ascribe. We style is as important as values in all of this.
I guess it's that one thing, though, because there is so much on offer nowadays, it is hard to subscribe to just one singular thing because it seems like there's no right answer any longer. So I guess you just got to do the best with the tools that you've got in front of you, don't you?
Remember that Christianity has been far more adaptable along these lines than Islam.
Islam
has been very fixed and has gone the way of approach, with a good deal of help from Middle Eastern money, of course, to slam an absolute... answer in which there's no room for discussing what does the Quran say about this. It's none of our business. It just will be saying one thing. So they say. Whereas the Quran, I mean, I'm sure, is as open to a variety of interpretations as the Bible is.
Well,
and so,
You go, mate.
It's just an interesting symbolic step, I guess, which I think is going to be sort of the emblem of something bigger.
Okay.
Good on little old mate Zane, though. For, like, it looks like he took the best out of it. Like, you know, just be a good person. Don't be a dick. And then that's sort of right on. Hopefully everything's okay and everybody vibes out on what he's doing. And that's about all I can say on old mate Zane.
He may even find some more words to talk about at some point.
Yes.
I might even figure out his last name at some point.
All right, Peter. Hey, thank you very much for another great edition of That's the Spirit, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Excellent.
See you, bud.
Bye.